Hello.
Hello there, good evening. My name is Christian and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your area and would like to get your opinion. Would you mind giving us a hand with a 5-minute survey?
Well, it depends on what the survey is about.
Yeah, it's regarding the upcoming elections of November.
I don't think I'd be good at that because I haven't paid any attention to it so far.
Well, maybe we can give you some ideas so you can, start listening for what you need to be on the lookout for. For instance, which political party are you registered with?
I'm a Republican.
Okay. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and for a state house on Tuesday, August 20th? Are you definitely going to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will not vote?
Probably 50-50.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And to which age group do you belong to? Between 18 and 45, between 46 and 55, between 56 and 65, between 66 and 75, or 75 or over?
75 and over.
Thank you. Let's see here, next question. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong start? On the wrong track?
I can't give you an answer on that.
Okay.
I haven't thought about it.
Okay. From the following, which set of issues are most important to you and your family right now? I want to go down the list and then you can choose one of those, okay? First, we have moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn. Next, cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights. Next, economic issues like taxes and government spending. Next, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration. Next, constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment. Next, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. And the last one would be affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs.
And the question was?
From the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now?
To get Biden out of office.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next question. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just say so.
I would say no opinion on any of them.
Okay. Let me mark that down over here. Now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? And we have Keith Farner, Mike Levine, Addie Owens, and Nan Cobb.
I don't know.
Okay. If you had to choose today, which candidate would you lean towards?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with any of them.
Okay. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has, and these are your options, gotten better, gotten worse, not changed much?
About the same.
Thank you. And generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? So we have two sets of opinions here. First one says bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for the conservative principles. And this is the second ideal. Bipartisanship is a good thing when Republicans and Democrats come together. There is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government.
Yeah.
Where does your opinion lie most? The first or the second ideal?
Probably the second. I don't know. Okay, that's enough. I've answered enough questions. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay.